I'm Dr. Fred Silva of Arcana Laboratories, coming to you from Little Rock, Arkansas, with another installment of Throwback Thursday. What about Henley and Henley's Loop? Who was Henley? Proceeding down the Nephron from Malpighi and Bowman was Friedrich Gustav Jakob Henley. Henley was born in Bavaria. After studying at Heidelberg and Bonn, he became a prosector in anatomy of Johann Müller in Berlin. He published a large amount of work, including three anatomical monographs on new species of animals. He studied the lymphatic system, the distribution of epithelium in the human, the structure and development of hair, and the formation of mucus and pus, an infectious disease. Henley, using microscopy, made the key observation of the presence of microorganisms in pus and the excretions of diseased animals. A huge contribution earlier in his career was the microscopic description of the surface layers of the GI tract that introduced the then revolutionary concept that all internal and external surfaces of the human body were covered by epithelial cells in his professorial thesis of 1837. This was called one of the most momentous generalizations of the century. He was the first to distinguish three types of epithelium: squamous, columnar, and ciliated columnar epithelium, as they are now known. He was the first to offer a course in microscopy in the German-speaking countries. During his professorship and chair at Zurich and Heidelberg, he finished his sixth volume delineating his complete system of general anatomy. During this time, he also wrote about sharks and rays. In 1846, his famous Manual of Rational Pathology began to appear, the beginning of a new era of the study of pathology, because in it, physiology and pathology together were treated as branches of one science, and the facts of disease were systematically considered with reference to their physiology. In his work in 1852 to 1873, called Handbook of Systematic Human Anatomy, was perhaps the most complete and comprehensive work of his kind. In that work, he detailed the minute anatomy of blood vessels, serous membranes, the eye, central nervous system, and the kidney. He discovered what is now called the loops of Henley and a number of other structures that bear his name. He had recognized two types of tubules existing in the medullary renal tissue, the papillary collecting ducts, and the much smaller tubules, which were lined by small squamous cells. In this second type, returned a narrow hairpin loop back into the medullary tissue, arranged in a circular way around the collecting ducts. Henley contacted Carl Ludwig in the hopes of finding a functional interpretation, and to Ludwig it was evident that they must have a key function. Unfortunately, for decades there was little interest in the function of the loops of Henley. Henley recognized the cellular cylinders of urine of patients with renal disease. Henley was also a progenitor of the germ theory, which was completed and achieved by his student, Robert Koch. Henley and Koch initiated the fundamental rules of cleanly defining disease-causing microbes, the Henley-Koch postulates, as they were called in the past. As noted before, Henley was considered the founder of the modern knowledge of the epithelial tissues of the body. He was a wonderful artist and an accomplished musician, playing the violin and then the viola. He could take part in impromptu string quartets. His friends included Humboldt, Magnus, and Mendelssohn. He was a polyglot and spoke French, Italian, and Danish, and had broad interests. He was a liberal and had great difficulties with the Prussian authorities. As a student, he had even been imprisoned by virtue of his membership in an outlawed fraternity and released only after the personal intervention of Humboldt. It is good to have good friends.
Thank you for listening. This podcast and more can be found in the iTunes and Google Play stores. For more information and educational programming like this, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, or visit us on the web at arcanalabs.com.